With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. Baseball winners yesterday, the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets had celebrations after clinching NL wildcard spots by splitting their doubleheader.
In Game 1, the Mets came back from 3-0 and 7-6 deficits. They vaulted past the Braves 8-7 on Francisco Lindor's dramatic two-run homer in the ninth.
I got the pitch that I wanted, and you never know if the ball is going to go out or not, but I feel like I got it 100%.
Facing elimination in Game 2, the Braves used six pitchers to shut out the Mets 3-0 on three hits. Matt Olson celebrated afterwards.
They deserved to win that game, and being able to come out and seal it in the last game of the year was awesome.
Starter Grant Holmes pitched four shutout innings, striking out seven. Jim Hart, Atlanta.
Meanwhile, hockey preseason winners yesterday, Washington and L.A. among others. This is SRN Sports. Sad news from the NBA. Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo has died at age 58 from brain cancer.
He could score, but in his playing days, Dikembe Mutombo made a name for himself with his defensive prowess.
Not in my house.
A shot-blocking ability enhanced by his 7'2" height. Coming out of Georgetown, Mutombo spent 18 seasons in the NBA, playing for Denver, Atlanta, Houston, Philadelphia, New York, and the then New Jersey Nets. An 8-time All-Star, 4-time Defensive Player of the Year, and 3-time All-NBA selection. Inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2015.
I'm fortunate and blessed.
But off the court, Mutombo made a mark with his humanitarian work. His foundation focuses on health, education, and quality of life in his home country, the Congo. I'm Ben Thomas.
Finally, NFL winners yesterday, Tennessee and Detroit. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.